A Myanmar court today postponed the verdict in the high-profile trial of opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi to August the 11th. Suu Kyi is charged with violating the terms of her house arrest by harbouring an American man who swam to her house uninvited. She faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted. At a regional security forum earlier this month in Thailand, US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said Myanmar, also known as Burma, could improve ties with the United States if it released the former Peace Prize winner. But Mark Farminer, director of Burma Campaign UK, says this case is just one in a country wrought with injustice.
There is a danger with the focus that the international community has been putting solely on Aung San Suu Kyi, where you saw Secretary of State Clinton recently saying if they released Aung San Suu Kyi, you know, they could talk about investment in Burma. That governments are forgetting about the big picture in Burma, where you have crimes against humanity and war crimes being committed as persecution against ethnic minorities. We've just seen another 20 people arrested, so there's still more than 2,000 political prisoners. So we don't think that Burma policy internationally should be made solely on what happens to Aung San Suu Kyi. If they did release her, they could expect that a lot of the Asian countries would push for the West to lift some of the sanctions. And I'm very worried that that some of the Western countries, you know, even the US, have, you know, made statements that could be a possibility. We need Burma policy to be made about what's going on in the whole of the country, not just in one courtroom.